AP Radio News. I'm Carlotta Bradley. President Obama is about to give a rare Oval Office address to the nation. He's to address last week's shooting rampage in California and the country's efforts to combat terrorism and keep Americans safe. Since the California shootings, there's been much talk of gun control. Attorney General Loretta Lynch says since the recent mass shootings, the issue of gun control has been a national debate.
I think we have a number of issues here, and I think that dealing with guns is one way to handle the violent crime issues that we have in this country.
She was on NBC's Meet the Press. On Fox News Sunday, House Homeland Security Committee Chairman Michael McCaul says the president needs to be direct about what was behind last week's shooting.
Make no mistake, this was not workplace violence. It was an act of terrorism, and these occurrences are happening too frequently. I think the tentacles of ISIS now are not only in Europe, but also in the United States of America.
Presidential hopefuls are having their say on the shooting and terrorism. Democrat Hillary Clinton told ABC's This Week she expects President Obama to announce a ramping up of the U.S. strategy against Islamic State militants.
I think that's what we'll hear from the president, an intensification of the existing strategy. And I think there are some additional steps we have to take.
On the same show, GOP presidential candidate Jeb Bush was asked about Hillary Clinton refusing to say the U.S. is at war.
The semantics of declaration of war is not the relevant point. The point is that they are at war with us, and we need to have a strategy to not contain them, but to destroy them.
On CBS's Face the Nation, Republican candidate Donald Trump said he would investigate the families of people who carry out jihadi attacks.
I would be very tough on families because the families know what's happening.
GOP presidential candidate Chris Christie told CBS he has no problem using the term radical Islam. This is AP Radio News. The field is set for the college football playoff.
College football playoffs have been announced in the two semifinal games. It'll be top-ranked and unbeaten Clemson against fourth-ranked Oklahoma in the Orange Bowl in Miami. While in the other semifinal game, it'll be number two Alabama seeking its fourth national championship against number three Michigan State seeking its first national championship since 1966 in the Cotton Bowl in Arlington, Texas. The two semifinal games will be played on New Year's Eve, December 31st, with the winner of the semifinal games playing in the national championship game on January the 11th. 11th in Glendale, Arizona. Bob Stevens, Grapevine, Texas.
The game is coming to its end.
The Hunger Games: Mockingjay Part 2 is the top movie at North American box office for a third straight week. The holiday horror comedy Krampus opened at number 2, pushing Creed to 3rd and The Good Dinosaur to number 4. Spectre rounds out the top 5. I'm Carlotta Bradley, AP Radio News.